From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. Ron Nene and the Car Doctor cruising along this hour. By the way, this is a interview-free hour, so if you've got a question, get in and give us a call at 855-560-9900. If you're listening to this on delayed broadcast, then keep in mind that that number is 24/7. You can call the Car Doctor anytime, day or night. We will call you back. Normally, it's Fast Harry. Fast Harry's out feeling under the weather this week. He teaches vacation Bible school every year, and this year he was with the kids for a week, and wouldn't you know it, the kids got him sick, and I guess that's Harry's penance, maybe. That's the way that works, but he's feeling under the weather. We gave him the day off, but he's out there listening, and he's here with us in spirit. By the way, Harry, we gave your sandwich to the dog because we knew she was hungry, and we knew you wouldn't miss it. So let's get over to John in Biloxi, Mississippi, 96 Chrysler, New Yorker, and some questions about a transmission pan. John, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help you, sir?
Hi. I was going to be changing the pan gasket and the filter and the fluid in the pan.
Okay.
Now I noticed when I bought the new filter, it comes with a rubber gasket, but then I'm reading in the factory service manual, it calls for Mopar silicone adhesive sealant.
Right.
On the pan.
Right. And that's what I would use. We actually use, you know, it doesn't have to be Mopar specific. They make it to a spec. As long as you use a good quality, the stuff that I've used for years and years and years and years and years in the shop is the right stuff. From Permatex, works great. Black silicon tubes, like in a big caulk gun, you can get it in small Cheese Whiz bottles too. And if you just, you know, make sure the pan is clean, scrape it with a razor blade, let it, you know, just like, you don't need a lot, all right? And you just like frosting a cake, a little bit of icing, just make a thin line down the center. Make sure you go to the inside of the bolts so that as it oozes and goos, it goes in the direction of fluid so it doesn't leak out through the bolt holes, and you'll be fine.
That's in the black tube?
Yes, sir. Black tube. Permatex only makes the right stuff in one color tube and only one color product. Years ago, there used to be blue and red and all these different colors. And I don't even know if any of that is available anymore. If it is, it's on the shelf so long, I'd throw it away. Unless I could tell for sure what the date code on it was. But the right stuff from Permatex, as RTV goes, is really the best. It's the only thing we use in the shop.
Should I let it set up for an hour before I install it?
No. If you read the bottle, it'll explain it to you. What we'll do is, the way I do that job is I'll undo all the pan bolts, pan comes down, change the filter, a little bit of some solvent spray, wash out the pan a little bit, wash out the bottom of the trans and the valve body area, and while that's dripping, I'll start cleaning the pan. Once I get the pan all clean, I'll dress the edge with my RTV. I'll go back, wipe the pan of the area where the pan's going to sit of the transmission once again, and real quick, pop it up. So if I let it skin a total of 3 to 5 minutes, now the secret is I'll let it skin on the bench just a little bit. I'll put it up, and then I'll wait a half hour before I put fluid in it. And that's actually doing it longer than you have to. If you read the instructions on the right stuff from Permatex, they actually tell you that you can use it right away. There's no time frame for it to set up, but I'm sort of old school, and I've learned from experience, you know what, if enough is good, more is better, and too much is just enough, let's just give it a tweak and let it sit there for a couple of minutes, and you know, then let it sit in the car as it forms its seal, and within a half hour I'm adding fluid, and we're good to go down the road.
Okay, thank you very much for your information.
You're very welcome, John. You have a good rest of the day. Let's go over and talk to Chauncey, South Williamsport, PA, home of the World Series Little League World Series. Close to it, right? That's in Williamsport. He's in South Williamsport. Is that correct, Chauncey?
Yes, right in South Williamsport.
Yeah, so how can I help you today, sir?
I have a 98 Dodge Ram 2500, and when I bought it, the guy told me that the tranny was needed some work done to it.
Right.
He said it was the pressure, it's the shift solenoid. There's a shift solenoid when you take tranny cover off, and he said that if I change that solenoid, that the truck would work. It would shift. But right now, it's like because I jacked it up, and the truck starts, but when it's in park and I put it down to gear, it doesn't go into gear at all.
Okay, it doesn't pick
I'm
up.
I'm trying to figure out if I should get a new transmission or not.
All right, well, let's try and see if we can dope this out. First of all, how many miles are on the truck?
It's 184,000 miles.
All right. Have you ever had the truck to the point where it moved? In other words, have you ever been able to drive it, or you bought it?
No, I bought it and had it towed.
Okay.
Here.
So you bought it broken, so to speak.
Yeah.
All right. Is the fluid level in the trans any good? Is it okay?
Yeah, I've had checked the fluid level in the transmission before I pulled the transmission pan off.
All right.
And the fluid was fine.
Okay.
Like I said, the truck would start, but like even when I put it from park down in the gear, it wouldn't do nothing. Now, I also wanted to note to you that when the truck was in neutral, that I could spin the tire, when it was jacked up, I could spin the rear tires.
Right.
And the drive shaft would go around, even when it was in neutral.
Well, it should. If you've got the trans in neutral and the back tires are off the ground, you spin the tires, you should drive the drive shaft. That's why, you know, think about it like this. That's why if you put it in neutral while the truck is on the ground, it'll roll forward because there's no lock in the transmission holding it.
Oh, okay.
All right? So, you know, that I have no problem with. That makes perfect sense to me. Let me ask you this. Have you dropped the pan at all? Have you looked inside the transmission?
Yeah, actually, what I did, I pulled the pan off, and I took the old solenoid off.
Right.
But I didn't want to go ahead and get a new solenoid and then get a bunch of, you know, transmission fluid, because that holds quite a bit of transmission fluid.
Right.
That probably would have cost me like $75 in transmission fluid, and then plus to get the part was probably about $75. So that right there would have ran me $150. And then if that didn't fix it, when I go and I get a new tranny and put on it, it's going to cost me the transmission, you know, and more fluid. You know what I mean? Because you can't reuse the same fluid.
Sure, absolutely.
So my question was, should I get a new transmission, or how often if you change that shift solenoid sensor?
Well, let's.
Will that fix it or not?
Let's back up here a little bit because, and part of the problem is this could be a couple of different transes, but I'm going to go on an assumption, which we both know is a dangerous word, that this is the trans that has a trans relay. The trans relay, does this have a trans relay, do you know?
It's an automatic transmission for a 5.2 Dodge Ram,
right.
2500.
Right.
And it has it's a 4-speed automatic.
Okay.
And that's just. Shift solenoid anti-lock.
All right. I bet if you look through the underhood fuse box, because that's where I believe it to be, you're going to see a label relayed on the inside of the cover as the transmission relay. All right?
Okay.
If you pull the trans relay, what that does is the transmission relay, the reason that's there is because they're electronically controlling the governor and the transmission itself. You take the trans relay out, you're sort of putting the transmission in a mechanical mode, except overdrive won't work, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, all right? Yeah, I understand.
So if you pull the trans relay, you should, the transmission should start out in third gear. It'll actually go into limping. Okay? And I'm kind of convinced from my seat here that you're probably going to get the same result, that nothing is going to happen. And if nothing happens, if you still put it in gear, then my next comment would be, pull the trans, make sure the filter hasn't fallen out of its pickup. And, you know, there's a lot of variables here. You don't know the truck. You didn't buy it when it was running. You know, I've seen cases where if the transmission filter falls out of the transmission and it can't draw the fluid out of the pan to feed the hydraulic circuits, the trans doesn't work either. But if okay. if you pull that relay and the trans starts out in third gear, then we've got an external problem. All right. You know, relay, something electrical. Maybe we've got a solenoid issue internal in the trans, something along those lines. But if
right now I pulled the transmission pan off, the fluid drained, and I pulled the filter out, and then I took that solenoid out.
Okay,
like four little Allen screws, and I took that out.
Well, to make this work, you'd have to put it back together to run this test.
Oh, all right.
All right.
And then put the fluid in.
And then put fluid in it.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to, it's not going to work, I don't want to have to sink another 150 if I'm just going to have to get new training anyway.
So this is the roll of the dice. So at that point, if the pan's already down and you can't pull the relay to test it, then you've got to bite the bullet and put a trans in it. But I've got to caution you, you're putting a trans in a vehicle that you haven't driven. You know, you don't know what kind of shape the brakes are in, the suspension's in, et cetera, and so on. So you've got.
Well, I looked at everything else. Everything else seems to be pretty nice, pretty decent. I bought the truck, and the guy told me that he took it down to the transmission shop, and they put it on a test, and it came up a TCC clutch solenoid.
Right.
Clutch pressure solenoid, I think he said it was.
Right. Yeah, they have a pressure control solenoid.
It could be anything past that.
Right. That's right. So at 184,000 miles, listen, if we were at the shop, The way I described it to you with pulling the relay is how I would test it. And that's the first step in the diagnosis on that trans. So you're sort of ahead of that point. So you're boxed in. There's no other way to put it, Chauncey. You're either going to commit going backwards and putting fluid in it and starting over, or you're going to commit to putting a trans in it and be done with it. At least then you've got a transmission solved. For what it's worth, if that's the original trans, 185,000 miles, there's a pretty good chance that it's the transmission anyway. And if you fix one thing today, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. It's there by mileage as far as a pattern failure. All right.
And I know the how the specs are on the Dodge Rams.
Well,
in that year and around that year, the transmissions have problems with them.
Right. That's correct.
I'm correct on that, right?
And again, yes. And again, you're dealing with something 15 years old, 185,000 miles. You're at that point where if you've got to make a commitment for dollars, then make a commitment for the one you know it's going to work, and that is replace the trans if that's where you're headed. Chauncey, I appreciate the call. The clock's going to grab me. I've got to go. Let me pull over to the side. You have any other questions, you know where to find us. I'm Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Welcome back. Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. Glad to be here. What is how is it that I say that? Happy to be here, proud to serve. That's right. You got that right. That's what the Car Doctor is all about, trying to help you solve your car problems at 855-560-9900. Let's get over to John in Keene, New Hampshire, 2001 Audi with some... Oh, he's a callback. I remember this was a couple of months ago. We were talking about the timing belt and the water pump repair. John, how can I help you today? What's going on?
Well, I did get it done, Ron. And the warranty company covered $587 worth of the repair, and I'll tell you the total amount in a moment. They only actually covered the water pump, nothing about the belt or the rollers and the A8 because it's a 4.2 V8,
right?
40 valve,
right?
And there's other tensioner, you know, all that other stuff, and. So I had it done, and they found two of the bolts holding the water pump in was stripped, so they had to put those inserts in.
Right.
And then I got the car home. This was after they had it for 2.5 weeks. So get the car home, and lo and behold, 2 days later, my son is home, and because I'm handicapped, and he says, "Hey, Dad." He said, he got a dent on the side of the car, on the driver's side in front of the rear wheel, and a scrape mark. So then he walks around the car, and he finds a molding underneath the passenger side headlight is popped out, and the clips are broken. And he continues on around the car, and the passenger front fender, there's a mid-molding on it with a little stainless steel strip, on it, and that's broken. So anyway, I called the guy, and they denied it. So I said, well, I guess I got to fix it myself. So
yeah. Yeah.
I ordered a molding and managed to find a used one, actually the correct color, which I couldn't believe because it's metallic silver.
Hey, John, let me stop you there in mid-thought. Stay put because the clock's going to take us. This is a short segment, but we'll be back, and we'll have about 2.5 minutes. If you just stay put. And let me go do this. I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Hey, welcome back. We're on the Andy and the Car Doctor. We're talking to John from Keene, New Hampshire. John, you were finishing up, and I need a question in about 30 seconds, babe, on your 2001 Audi, or the clock's going to take us. What's going on?
Okay. So after I got the car home, and by the way, I got the OEM parts for the timing belt
right.
And all the rest of the stuff, the rollers and tensioners, et cetera.
Yep.
There's a leak on the floor again.
Okay.
So I bring it back to him. And they find that there's a little phenolic resin pipe, maybe an inch and a half long by 3/4 inch in diameter that goes to the oil cooler. And that's is where the leak was. So another $600 later, they fixed that.
Right.
Well, then I drive the car, and I've noticed that on a long pull on a hill, that if I leave it in the automatic mode of the transmission, because it has Tiptronic, the temperature gauge will go from like 11 o'clock to a little over 1 o'clock.
Right. I need a question, John. Because otherwise the clock's going to cut you off and I'm going to have to go, babe. What's your question?
Now, my question is this. On that car, it's got a thermostatic fan.
Right.
In it.
Right.
And it was mentioned to me that fan could possibly be defective in that car, and that it doesn't unhook. Well, it's not hooking up thoroughly.
Right, John. Is your question to me is why is the car overheating?
Well, it's not really overheating. This is the thing.
Okay. Well, because listen. John, I hate to cut you short. You got to go back to whoever fixed it. Show them the problem. Get them to diagnose it. Whether it's covered under warranty or not, I can't say. But from my seat here, they're responsible to come up with a reasonable answer and some sort of a conclusion. I'm Ron Anini in the Car Doctor. The mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.